This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Practically every pop singer these days uses the software called AutoTune to fix their slightly off-key singing. But Cher was one of the first to use it for the weird artificial sounds you could get. The trick is so ubiquitous in hip-hop now that Jay-Z wrote a song called DOA, Death of Auto-Tune. This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. But hold on, now a band called the Gregory Brothers has taken the tool to a new creative level. Their videos, called Auto-Tune the News, have gone viral.
Mr. Gingrich, what do you think about Obama wanting to cut down on nuclear weapons? In the key of C, and go.
I just think that's very dangerous to have a fantasy foreign policy, and it can get you in enormous trouble.
What's wrong with fantasy?
My name's Evan Gregory.
I'm Michael Gregory.
We play in a quartet called the Gregory Brothers. It's also comprised of our other brother, Andrew, and my wife, Sarah Gregory. Going
home crying. Congratulations, Wayne. I know you're emotional. Talk about what this feels like.
As a software tool, Auto-Tune is used throughout the recording industry to move notes around a little bit so that they conform to a scale. Then more recently, it's been used as a kind of elective effect. If you turn it up to 9 or 10, you're now actually making a person's voice sound very angular and robotic.
Most Americans believe that this country was gifted by God, a blessed nation, and that we are better.
Yeah, we're the promised land, a sacred place. Getting blessed by Joe Biden from space. Hey!
God bless America.
Kind of hit on the idea of we could actually use this recording technology to make them not just speak to us, but sing to us.
Do you realize if you were to take that lettuce, dry it, and roll it and smoke it?
Representative Stephen Beyer is discussing tobacco legislation, and he's saying that it's not nicotine that does damage to your body, it's just the smoke itself.
It's not the nicotine that kills, it's the smoke, cancers, it's the smoke, heart disease. Smoke, respiratory disease.
And we took that and turned it into this beautiful refrain.
It's the smoke.
It's the smoke.
That became insanely popular with our audience.
It's the smoke. The smoke. Ready,
set, go. This was a pretty remarkable week on the gay marriage front. First of all, to have a state like Iowa.
What you trying to say about Iowa?
Not an East Coast state.
East Coast.
Not a West Coast state. In a decision written by a Republican appointee.
The gay marriage panel discussion was really the scene that I think kicked it off for the Auto-Tune the News viral sensation.
It's Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post that started with the East Coast, Left Coast.
Yeah.
So I just have to echo that back to her.
He's commanding them to be more catchy in their news. He's saying, this is outrageously boring. Can we not just please sing about this?
At the North Pole, new satellite photos show Arctic ice is melting so fast.
Politicians often have to be good speakers. And if you're a good speaker, you're a good unintentional singer. And that also goes for news anchors. For example, Katie Couric. That slow cadence she has to her voice, very deliberate, makes her rhythms outstanding.
With temperatures rising even faster, if we all don't take bold action and take it soon,
yeah, we will find ourselves on very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Katie Couric right now, I would say, is the queen of auto-tune. I would go so far as to say that Joe Biden is her male equivalent.
There will continue to be job losses the remainder of this year. The question is, will they continually go down before they begin to rebound? Before they begin to rebound? Will they go down before they begin to rebound?
People are always trying to come up with a powerful speech or soundbite in the same way that musicians are trying to come up with hooks or choruses for their songs. So we're basically connecting the dots.
As Republicans, the party does seem to be in chaos. They need to change their attitude.
In the Rachel Maddow show, she asks Ron Paul, what can Republicans do to get back on track?
When they talk about personal freedoms, they have to believe it, you know.
So we grabbed a hold of that word, believe in it. And Ron Paul became this amazing senior citizen diva.
And as usual on the Auto-Tune News, Rachel Maddow and I are so inspired that we have to start singing along.
Yeah, any message, of course, is delivered more effectively when harmonized in thirds.
We've got some breaking news. Let's go to Tracy Byrne. She's got all the news.
Actually, Liz, I think you want to jump over.
You you can kind of get a sense in watching the videos that we're kind of poking some fun at the 24-hour cable news cycle.
I don't have it, Liz. I have to send it back down to you, I'm afraid. I'm digging
okay, that's
for
okay,
myself.
But the basics of it is, clearly, this is a fascinating story
magical.
That we're going to get all into place at just the moments as soon as we can get everything here.
Bum, bum, bum.
God bless America!
The anchor really used our favorite rhetorical inference, where she says, clearly, this is a fascinating
yeah,
story.
Yeah, good point.
We don't know what it is, but clearly
to indicate something that is not clear at all.
If they want to obtain their nicotine, it's okay. It's the smoke, the smoke.
Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices produced our story. You can see some Auto-Tune the News videos at studio360.org, and while you're there, feel free to check out our blog and subscribe to the free weekly podcast of Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. There's a lot more to come this hour of Studio 360.